From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. Spring is here, and summer is fast approaching. And the University of Alaska Summer Sessions officials are making final arrangements for what should be the biggest summer program in the history of the university. People from all over the nation, teachers, college students, housewives, and high school students, will participate in programs ranging from five-day workshops on Alaska to an eight-week program that will prepare teachers for assignments to the rural schools of Alaska. The University of Alaska Summer Sessions program is our story today on This Is Your University. Education is a year-round program at the University of Alaska. As a matter of fact, university officials predict that there will be more students on campus this summer than there are during the current school year. The summer students will attend a variety of programs, regular college classes, training sessions, special interest courses, and youth programs. College credit courses will be offered four times during the summer. A pre-session program will be held June 5th through June 9th, a short session June 12th through the 30th, an inner session July 3rd through the 8th, and a regular summer session July 10th through August 18th. The college courses will include such diverse areas as a basketball coaching clinic, portrait painting, advanced French, and ordinary differential equations. Many education courses will also be offered to give elementary and secondary school teachers a chance to bone up on the latest developments in their fields during the summer. College courses, however, are only a small part of the summer programs at the university. Three workshops in Alaska will be offered this year. They will be concerned with anthropology, animal life, geology, mining, history, literature, and art of the 49th state. Two teacher training institutes sponsored by the U.S. Office of Education under the National Defense Education Act will be conducted. One institute will be offered advanced training for high school French teachers. The other will give high school English teachers a chance to learn the latest developments in their field. Two other teacher training institutes will also be offered. One will be conducted by the Alaska Rural Schools Project. It will prepare teachers for service in the remote bush schools of Alaska. The second will be a special institute for teachers who work with the handicapped children. High school students also attend summer programs at the University of Alaska. This summer, 80 will participate in the Upward Bound program, which encourages underprivileged students to continue their education after high school. A leadership conference will help develop the leadership potential of Alaska's youth will be open to junior and senior high school students who are at least 14 years of age. Any youth organizations such as 4-H, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, or church groups can send delegates to this conference. A four-week summer music camp will help train and encourage Alaska's young musicians will be held from July 12th to August 11th. Two outstanding guest conductors will work with the students. In addition to the summer programs, there will be guided tours through the university, special conferences, and conventions. Last year, more than 1,500 students participated in the summer activities at the University of Alaska. This year, officials predict the total will soar over 2,000. Yes, summer is a busy time at the University of Alaska. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. The pall of war hung over the Alaska Territorial Legislature as the senators and representatives hurried to complete their program for the session. Governor J.F.A. Strong moved his desk into a room adjoining the legislative chambers and spent the night signing bills as fast as the legislature could turn them out. Finally, late that night, the last bill was signed and the legislature adjourned. The date was May 4th, 1917. Among the last bills Governor Strong signed was Senate Bill 15, which created an Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines to be located in the Tananaw Valley. The bill also appropriated $60,000 to construct and equip a building to house the school. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the passage of the bill, the golden anniversary of the University of Alaska. Today we will discuss some of the events at the university in the past 50 years and take a brief glimpse at the activities commemorating the anniversary on This Is Your University. In signing Senate Bill 15, Governor Strong expressed reservations about the measure. History, however, has failed to justify his doubts. Although it was 5 years before the first building was completed on a bluff overlooking the Tananaw Valley, the school did open in September 1922, and Judge Charles Bunnell became its president. Six faculty members and six students were on hand opening day. By December, enrollment was 21, and in 1925, the first student dormitory was built on campus to house an enrollment that had grown to 71 students. By 1934, 152 students were attending classes, and the college was accredited by the Northwest Association of Secondary Schools and Higher Schools. The same year, construction was started on a new academic building, financed by popular subscriptions as a memorial to the late Colonel Carl Ben Ileson, the famed pioneer bush pilot. The following year, 1935, the college became the University of Alaska. During World War II, activities at the university slowed and almost stopped. Enrollment dropped to 71 students, and there was talk of closing the university. After the war, however, enrollment began to spiral upward, a trend that has continued to this day. Since the war, more than 20 new buildings have been constructed, and most of the early facilities have been replaced. Enrollment has risen to nearly 2,000 and is increasing at a rate of almost 16% a year. On May 3rd, the university will begin a year-long celebration of its golden anniversary. Among the events planned for this day of celebration are the annual Governor's Day ceremonies, groundbreaking for a new library, humanities, and fine arts complex, and a golden anniversary convocation. During the morning, the university's Reserve Officers Training Corps will hold its annual award ceremony and review. Governor Walter J. Hickel will present one of the awards, the coveted Governor's Medal, presented annually to the outstanding cadet in the Corps. After the award ceremony, a brief reception will be held in the Governor's honor in the foyer of the Patty Building. In the afternoon, Governor Hickel will break ground for the new library, humanities, and fine arts complex. The ceremonies will be held near the old university power plant. The university concert band, the Choir of the North, and the ROTC Color Guard will participate in the ceremony. The golden anniversary convocation will begin at 8 p.m. in the Patty Gymnasium. The program will include an address by Dr. Wood, by Board of Regents President Elmer Rasmussen, and by Governor Hickel. The university Marshal William Cashin will discuss the passage of Senate Bill 15 in a talk entitled 50 Years Ago Today. The University Women's Club will serve refreshments at a reception honoring Governor and Mrs. Hickel after the convocation. These events will be only the beginning of the university's 50th anniversary celebration. Displays, tours, and special programs are planned throughout the summer, coordinated with the Alaska Centennial activities. When you're in Fairbanks this summer, come out and visit the university. Help us to celebrate our 50th birthday. It's going to be quite a party. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. It looks like, at long last, spring is here. Warmer weather plus nearly 15 hours of sunlight is rapidly erasing winter snow from the University of Alaska campus. Trees and shrubs are beginning to bud, and the first hint of green is beginning to show through the yellow-brown of lawns. But spring means other things on campus. It means mud holes and unpaved parking lots and streets, and the appearance of an entire winter's accumulation of trash as the snow recedes. One of the great spring traditions at the university is All Campus Day, a day dedicated to campus cleanup, to outdoor activities. It's a day when students and faculty work together, and then laugh together at the annual All U Review held in the evening. This year, All Campus Day will be held Friday, April 28th. Many activities and events are scheduled, and they are our story today on This Is Your University. All Campus Day is a traditional event at the University of Alaska. It originated to serve two purposes: to give students an opportunity to let off steam after the long winter months, and to assist the university in cleaning up a winter's accumulation of refuse around the campus. All Campus Day will start this year with a wake-up campaign to arouse and wake up these sleepy students and prepare them for the day's activities. A sourdough pancake breakfast will be served in the University Commons at 7 o'clock. Student senators will serve as waiters for their classmates. After the breakfast, students will be divided into teams to clean up around residence halls and academic buildings on campus. Groups will be judged on their effectiveness, and a trophy will be awarded to the team that does the best cleanup job. Lunch will be served in the Commons from 11:15 till 12:30. During the lunch break, a Miss Student Body Contest will be held. Campus lovelies will compete in swimsuit competition with bags over their heads to conceal their identities. The winter will rule over the day's activities. After lunch, a flag football tournament will be held on the lawn near the Commons. The tournament will have both men's and women's divisions. The winning team in each will receive certificates for a free meal at a Fairbanks restaurant. Later in the afternoon, two traditional events, a watermelon feed and mud ball games, will be held. Watermelons are being flown to Fairbanks by the student government to provide a free feed for all participants. The mud ball games will be held in the student skating rink near Constitution Hall. Early in the morning, the rink will be flooded to create a large, soggy battleground. Both men's and women's teams will participate in the games, which are rough and a messy variation of soccer. Later that afternoon, after they've scraped off the mud, students will gather for a barbecue with a live band providing music. At 6 o'clock, the All U Review will be held. The review is a show put on by both students and faculty. It includes satires and parodies on current and past events. Several more entertainment acts are also planned. In the evening, Lathrop Hall will hold a Playboy Club open house, complete with bunny hostesses. At 9 p.m., the action will move to the Commons for a Playboy dance, complete with two bands for continuous music. The upper lounge of the Commons will be decked out as a Monte Carlo casino, where students can try their luck at games of skill and chance. High winners for the evening will be awarded with special prizes. This, then, is All Campus Day. It's a day of fun, but it's also a day of work, one of the old traditions at your university. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office in cooperation with the University radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. Sport seems to be making quite an impact on the university as well as other areas of the state. It's water polo. Water polo first appeared at the university as a sport last winter under the direction of Joseph Moisan, head of the student activities at the university. During the past several weeks, there has been considerable interest in the new sport,
and there have been games at the university every week. During the first week in May, a water polo tournament will be held on the university campus, the first of its kind in the state. Water polo and the water polo tournament are our stories today on This Is Your University. We have with us today Joseph Moisan, who, in addition to his duties as coach of the student water polo team, has recently been named AAU Water Polo Director for Alaska, and Mike Tinker, a member of the university water polo team. Well, welcome to the program, fellows. I'm sure that many people in our audience, as well as myself, don't really know what water polo is. What is it?
Well, water polo is definitely a contact sport. I might go into a little bit, a brief history on water polo. Water polo originated in Europe, basically in England, and came over here in the early 1900s and was played out in the collegiate league, Harvard, Yale, Dartmouth, in the early 1930s, and it was a definite contact sport with several injuries, and around 1930 they sophisticated it. Now it's played with a ball that's a little bit bigger than the water, than a volleyball, playing full length of a pool with goals similar to a hockey net. Now, if you can imagine hockey, soccer, basketball, and football in the water, this is water polo.
Then you don't ride horses.
No, I'm afraid not.
Not even seahorses.
Huh. Well, just how popular is the game, either down below, and how popular is it up here on campus?
Well, in the past 10 years, water polo has grown over 10,000%. It's played on an AAU basis, and it's played in the NCAA. Of course, as it originated out east, there's a definite concentration on the East Coast, the water polo players, although it's coming towards the Midwest, and California has, in the past 4 or 5 years, had the champion teams throughout the country.
Well, how did water polo get started on the U of A campus?
Well, I guess it sits in my lap. I'm responsible for it. I used to play water polo, and I enjoyed the game, and I thought the kids here would like to have a contact sport. Now, we can't play football here. Basketball is over, and that's not too much contact. So a few fellows and I were talking one day, and I said, well, let's try water polo. And the student said, well, how do we do it? So we laid down the rules, regulations, and we started.
And now there is a University of Alaska water polo team?
Well, right now it's basically a recreational team sponsored by ASUA, which is the governing student body here on campus. It is not an intercollegiate sport here. It's a recreational sport right now.
Well, how many people are involved in on a team?
Well, there are basically 7 members on the team, 3 forwards and 3 guards and 1 goalie. A traveling team consists of 9 people. The 3 forwards and the 3 guards can either play a man-to-man position or a zone play game.
Well, this is played in the pool. Does that mean that everybody is swimming while they're playing this game? Or?
Definitely. You can't stand on the bottom, and you can't hold on to the sides.
Well, it sounds very tiring. How long does a game last?
A game consists of 4 quarters, 7 minutes long for each quarter, with a 5-minute break at the half. The teams start on either end of the pool, and they swim to the center for the ball, and then play. The ball is thrown into play by the referee. The referee is in complete control of the game. Major fouls include punching someone who doesn't have the ball, or maiming them with your fingers in their eyes, or severely scratching someone.
Well, you have a team. We, the U of A, have a team, but who do you have to play?
Well, I think Mike could help you out in that.
We're developing competition throughout the state as much as we can, Paul. We experimented with the military throughout the state who have pools down both in the Anchorage area and here at Eielson Air Force Base there's a pool, too. So we said, fellows, how would you like to form a water polo team? And Mr. Moisson's been very instrumental in getting teams going in both places, also the local high school. We have now played Eielson Air Force Base a game in which the university was the overwhelming victor, and we've scheduled games plus this tournament that's coming up that you mentioned with the high school and also a local team we hope to get from the Kiwanis Club here in Fairbanks.
Well, just what about the tournament? When will it be held and who will participate in it?
We're going to have a water polo tournament, we hope, on May 5th, 6th, and 7th. The teams that we know will be here are fairly certain are Eielson and the high school, plus the university, and the university ski team will enter a water polo team, too. As Joe said, it's a recreational thing, and any group of fellows that wants to get together and play water polo is more than welcome to do so. We'd like to also see and hear the Kiwanis Club and make it as many teams as we can, of course.
Well, are spectators allowed at these water polo games?
Well, quite frankly, it is a spectator sport. The spectators, once they see a game of water polo, are hooked. It's just like soccer. Once you see a soccer game, you like it, and it breeds action, and the crowd responds. So I think that the crowd appeal is there.
Well, is there an admission charge?
No, it's free. It's completely free.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moisen. The director and head of the water polo activities here at the university, and Mike Tinker, who is a member of the water polo team at the university, for coming in and talking with us today. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.
From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. Last week, the University of Alaska celebrated its 50th birthday on May 3rd. Dignitaries and guests from throughout the state gathered on campus to celebrate the event and to participate in groundbreaking ceremonies for a new Library, Humanities, and Fine Arts Center. For those who were not present, today we shall recreate some of the high points of the Golden Anniversary Day on This Is Your University. The Golden Anniversary Day began with an award ceremony for the university's Reserve Officers Training Corps. More than 25 individual awards were presented, as well as participation awards for members of the men's and women's drill teams, the ROTC band, the Ranger platoon, and the rifle team. Cadet Colonel David Reeve received two top awards, the Governor's Medal and the Commanding General's Award. Governor Walter J. Hickel presented Reeve with a Governor's Medal, and Brigadier General George Jones, Commanding General of the Yukon Command, presented the Commanding General's Award. That afternoon, groundbreaking ceremonies for the new Library, Humanities, and Fine Arts Center were held. In his remarks preceding the groundbreaking, University Marshal William Cashin commented,
"It was my great pleasure just 33 years ago to be present at perhaps the first groundbreaking of any formal kind here on the university campus. 1934, Judge James Wickersham came up from Juneau to deliver the commencement address, and at the request of President Bunnell, turned the first spadeful of dirt for the Eielson Memorial Building. I have a series of pictures showing the progress of that building through the years. It was built somewhat in piecemeal, first story on the south side, then the first story on the north side, then two more stories on the south side, then a passway in between, and finally in 1950, it was completed. It took 16 years. I hope that you all join with me today in expressing the hope the building that we're dedicating or groundbreaking for today will take somewhat less time."
Among those participating in the groundbreaking ceremonies were Governor Walter J. Hickel, Board of Regents President Elmer Rasmussen, University President Dr. Wood, and members of the Board of Regents. A golden anniversary convocation was held in the Patty Building Gymnasium. In his main address, Governor Hickel said,
"Now, Albert Einstein once said that education is that which remains after you have forgotten everything you learned at school. Now that might sound like a joke, but it has its point. The education that you get here at the University of Alaska should not merely be some process whereby you come out with a block of facts or a sack full of ideas about this or about that. Because if that's what you're looking for, the World Almanac has plenty of information and you can get it there. But education is more than that. The facts and ideas are important, but the most important thing that an educated person requires is an attitude. It's a style, a frame of mind, an approach to the world, something that makes a live person. And that person becomes a valuable part of everything he gets into, whatever it might be. Now, these people with their spirit and their various interests are the kind of people the University of Alaska strives to produce. And let me tell you, all of you students educated here, you can find no better place to use your spirit and your drive than here in Alaska.
The University of Alaska is 50 years old and still going strong. But then, what are 50 years to a university? This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. Mineral industry leaders from throughout the United States and Canada will converge on the University of Alaska campus for the Alaska Purchase Centennial Minerals Conference, May 23rd through the 26th. Development of the Norse mineral resources is the theme of the conference. The program will cover new developments, techniques, and research in the mineral industry's field. Today we will talk with the chairman of the conference for a brief resume of what the program will include on This Is Your University. We have with us today Dean Earl Beislein, Dean of the University's College of Earth Sciences and Mineral Industries, Acting Academic Vice President and Chairman of the Minerals Conference. Dean Beislein, could you tell us a little bit about the conference?
Thank you, Paul. The conference will be held on the University campus May 23rd to 26th. It is sponsored by the Alaska and Southwest Alaska sections of the American Institute of Mining, Metallurgical, and Petroleum Engineers, the British Columbia section of the Canadian Institute of Mining and Metallurgical Engineers, and the University of Alaska. The programs will cover new developments, techniques, and research in the mineral industry's fields.
Well, it certainly sounds like a very impressive program and conference. Who will be some of the speakers?
The keynote speaker of the conference will be Dr. Walter R. Hibbard, President of AIME and Director of the United States Bureau of Mines. On Tuesday, Senator Bob Bartlett will speak on the oceans, their wonders yet unknown. Then on Friday, Senator Greening will address the conference on mining problems in Alaska and other states. Dr. Ernest N. Patty, President Emeritus of the University and President of Alluvial Goals Incorporated. Frederick C. Krueger, Executive Head of the Department of Mineral Engineering at Stanford University. And Dr. Raymond T. Smith, President of Michigan Technological University, are some of the men from the United States mineral industry who will give papers. There will also be quite a delegation from Canada, including John Van Leuven, President of the Vancouver Stock Exchange, and Thomas Elliott, Manager of the British Columbia and Yukon Chamber of Mines.
What sort of topics will be discussed?
As I mentioned earlier, the general theme of the program will cover new developments, techniques, and research in the mineral industry's field. Some of the topics that will be discussed are Ivan Block, an industrial consultant, will present a program on Northern Electric Power Development and Electroprocess Industries. Charles Boardman of Lawrence Radiation Laboratory at the University of California will discuss nuclear explosions in the mineral industries. Other programs include the future outlook for gold, distribution of trace elements in Alaskan coals, new approaches in placer mining, and foreign markets for Alaskan minerals. Then on Friday, May 26th, there will be an exploration symposium which will cover problems and new advances in mineral exploration. These, of course, are just a few of the papers to be presented during the conference.
Well, this sounds like it would be of great interest to many of the mining people in our state. Is it open to anyone who wants to attend?
Yes. All the sessions will be open to the public. They will be held in the Scheibel Lecture Hall on campus, so there will be room for about 250 people. All those attending should register on the first day of the conference. We also have planned several banquets and luncheons during the conference. People wishing to attend these should make reservations in advance to be sure they have a ticket.
Well, how does one go about making reservations?
Anyone who wants a reservation should write to the College of Earth Sciences and Mineral Industry at the university, and we will make the reservations for them.
Well, this looks like it should be a very good conference and provide a lot of new information for the mining people in Alaska and Canada. Thank you, Dean Beislein, for taking the time to tell us about it today. We've been talking with Dean Earl Beislein, chairman of the 1967 Alaska Purchase Centennial Minerals Conference. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University.